You're tuned in to Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Emily Files. The number of COVID-19 cases in Milwaukee County surpassed 600 over the weekend. Wisconsin residents are supposed to stay at home as much as possible to stop transmission of the disease. But what about people who don't have stable or permanent housing? Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett announced a new solution on Sunday. People who are homeless and especially vulnerable to coronavirus will be housed in a vacant seminary building in St. Francis.
The issue that we're trying to deal with here is the issue of people with unstable housing right now. Homeless people who are perhaps older, homeless people who might be at risk of catching this disease. And with a lot of congestion in some of our housing shelters, the issue is what do we do to make sure that these individuals are safe? And what do we do to make sure that they don't infect other people?
Barrett said in an online news conference that the city and county have worked with the Milwaukee Archdiocese to set up Clare Hall as temporary housing during the public health crisis. Clare Hall is on the St. Francis de Sales Seminary grounds along Lake Michigan, just south of Milwaukee. In the past, it housed seminarians and then retired Catholic sisters. Barrett said one wing of the building will be used to house older adults and others at high risk for coronavirus complications. Another wing will house homeless individuals who are already symptomatic.
This would allow us, again, to provide them with safety and to provide the social isolation that's necessary for our community.
The mayor said people may start moving into Clare Hall as soon as this week. He said there are at least 90 beds available. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.